The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
You guys crack me up. I do have the soapbox box, but it was mainly for dancing because I was quite enjoying that that song. So I was like kind of shuffling around on my soapbox.
Oh, you see, you can't really compare it, you know.
I can just so picture that.
You know, black coffee to Netta Barzilai. South Africans have unbelievable talent, even if we don't perform in Eurovision.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know that technically, apparently, oh no, that's Australia. Okay, cancel that.
Are you going to tell us a story about Austria?
Australia,
same country.
have a right to perform in Eurovision.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something about their places, Commonwealth, country, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah. I can find out the full deets for you. And but I was enjoying that. And if you haven't heard Bassa Sababa, which is the new Netta Barzilai, you know, get your soapbox and get it on.
Yes, opine. Tell us what you think for sure. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Rolene, Ministry of Strategic Affairs released a BDS report that exposes major terror organizations as part of BDS. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is a very, very interesting report, to say the least. And what they have found is that in order to infiltrate the upper echelons of BDS, organizations which are recognized internationally as terror organizations, and these are Hamas and the PFLP, which is the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, they sit within these major BDS organizations in the US, in the UK, in Belgium, and they also mention South Africa specifically. So they say what they are doing is they're trying to promote their radical agenda by using civil society, NGOs, and taking advantage of the philanthropic funding that some of the governments, like European governments, give to these organizations in the hope that they are going towards helping Palestinians. But this is not the case. A lot of the money is being funneled towards these terror organizations. So that has been exposed, you know, where the money is going to. And the government have actually appealed to philanthropists, to NGOs, to governments to please make sure that when you donate money, you know exactly where that money is going. And we have seen success stories with some of the Nordic countries, Denmark, Norway, very, very reluctant to fund some of these organizations because their money was going towards terror. And they also say that, you know, they're trying to wear the guise of human rights bodies in order to try and gain legitimacy. So along with that, they've also named at least 28 individuals. These are some high-profile terrorists. One of them is very familiar to South Africans, Leila Khaled, and they mention her and how she is used as a figure to fundraise for BDS in South Africa. So this is a very, very interesting report indeed. It's 79 pages. If anybody wants it, you know, I can post it on my Facebook page. But it does expose the Palestinian BDS National Committee, that committee's ties to terror organizations, and very, very crucially and importantly, where the funding is going. And it's got some very interesting diagrams as well, and exposes these people or these well-known terrorists for exactly who they are. The report is called Terrorists in Suits, so it does come with a very, very a smart title, and it also talks about the March of Return and some of these issues that have made international news, how they've been planned, what their intentions are. You know, one that is mentioned is the March of Return, where it is quoted that a member of Hamas is saying those cowards who coordinate and cooperate with the state of Israel and who normalize relations with the occupation, they will burn in hell with the apes and the pigs. And do you know who the apes and the pigs are?
Yep,
they are
us.
The Jews. Yep. So it's this kind of incendiary language that has been exposed by this. So I urge anybody who's out there with access to Google, and I can hear the frantic searching as I'm speaking, look for the MSA Terrorists in Suit report, and you can read it at your leisure. It's very interesting and quite illuminating stuff.
Raline, what kind of bothers me about this whole BDS story is that the supporters of Israel seem to have successes on very limited legal technical grounds, but it seems to me that they are succeeding enormously in getting their message across and finding fertile ground for that message.
Are you talking in terms of BDS supporters?
Yes.
Or in terms of the...
Yes.
Well,
I'm saying we're winning battles
very
but losing the war.
It's very fashionable, and you raise a very, very important point, because they've been extremely clever in couching their intention in the language of human rights. Now, we know that human rights is very much de rigueur. It's very much at the forefront of what people are concerned about. You know, if you consider yourself a progressive, you are aligned with human rights.
Sure.
And they've been very, very strategic and clever in adopting that kind of terminology, that kind of lexicon to discuss their true intentions, which is to call into question the legitimacy of Israel's right to exist as a sovereign state. And yes, you know, you're right, they are gaining traction. And unfortunately, we've also been very, very late to the party to respond to this. You know, we are starting to see tougher language and tougher action coming from Israel, from the government and its various ministries, as well as around the world, with an increase in lawfare. You know, if we, you know, we can fight these entities in various countries by using the legal apparatus, you know, as we spoke about last week. One of those is the USA, where organizations like Airbnb might be in contravention of US anti-BDS laws and discrimination laws if they are, you know, if they support BDS. So we have been a little bit late to the party, but I think we'll catch up, or at least I hope we will.
Rolina,
we're going to need some running shoes.
Can I just join this discussion about BDS? Because I think that I disagree with Simon. I think that what they're ultimately building is a house of cards where they look like they are big and it looks like they're really gaining ground. But if you want to fight for a cause, you have to be passionate about it. Otherwise, it's not sustainable. So I think that the people who are driving it essentially are anti-Semitic. And I think that that is the passion that drives them. They are passionate about their hatred for Jews. Not everybody's like that, though, in these organizations like the BDS. I think that there's a large percentage of people, like in South Africa, when there's a protest, what do? They send buses to Orange Farm. They promise the people a T-shirt and a burger, and that is how they get the support. Those people know nothing about Israel. They couldn't care about Israel because they haven't got food to feed their families. So I think that we've got to kind of look at who it is with a very... I wouldn't say circumspect. I think that we need to be more analytical about it, Ro.
I do think you raise a very important issue. And case in point is, and it's an excellent example that you've given, which is South Africa and protest marches. The other example is somebody like Roger Waters, who makes a huge noise. But a recent poll, just as recent as the end of last week, exposed that most Brits don't care for BDS. They're not anti-Israel and they refuse to participate. However, the problem is for the people who are passionate about human rights and are very naive, Simon's point where they have been very, very successful in using this language to disguise the you know, exactly what their intentions are, and that they are at heart an anti-Semitic organization. So you both get points.
You are so diplomatic. Whoever thought,
neither here in studio,
whoever thought that anyone once called you Occupier Barbie. Really?
Well, that's why I had to study international relations and diplomacy, because I needed to learn diplomacy.
Yeah, you know what? I think that with any hate organization, one hate isn't sustainable. And that's anecdotal. I don't have any proof of that. I just don't think that it is sustainable. I think that to hate something takes a lot of work. The other side of that is that, you know, the saying, give a man a rope. And, you know, give a man a rope. Give the BDS a rope. They'll end up hanging themselves. The world will see who they really are. And that will be that. Next story, moving on.
Oh, I disagree with you, but we'll have this discussion another time.
Yes, because
well, give me a rope and I'll go skipping. And
exactly, you see. We give you a rope, you skip. Rolene Marks,
I'll
always a pleasure.
Tomorrow, same time.
God bless. Have a lovely bye, day. Guys. Cheers, bye. That's Rolene Marks. She's our Israel correspondent. We speak to her this time every day.